on a moonless night, Mossflower Wood could be a daunting prospect, particularly for travellers who are not familiar with its thickness and diversity. It was made doubly eerie by the storm. In the total darkness, any beast roaming abroad could be easily unnerved. Winds wailed through the crowded avenues of massive tree trunks. Sometimes the gale rose to a sound like that of a tortured beast, whilst often it subsided to a dirge-like moan. Driving rain caused foliage and twigs to bend in a mystical dance. The patter of raindrops upon broad leaves was said to sound like some phantom creeping up behind the unwary wanderer. All in all, not the best place to be, the woodlands on a stormy night. These thoughts had occurred more than once to Slegg and Gridge as they stumbled and floundered their way through Mossflower. The two rats had been lost for almost a day and a night. Their object was to reach the western seashore, which Slegg seemed to know all about. Gridge, the younger rat, was regretting he had ever listened to his companion and was telling him so in no uncertain terms.
Which way now, mate? Straight ahead? Go on, cabbage brain. Straight ahead, you said. And we been going straight ahead all day and off the night. Aye, straight ahead in circles.
Slegg took an optimistic view of their troubles.
Look it, mate. You're only a young un yet. Leave it to me. I got experience, you see. If we just push on straight ahead, we're bound to arrive at the seashore sooner or later. I allus says, no matter where you are, you're on land, right? So if you walk straight ahead, then you've got to arrive at the seashore.
Gridge sat down on the saturated lawn, figuring he could not get any wetter than he already was.
Well, let me tell you what I allus said, Scraggy Nose. I allus says, when you're lost in the dark and you're following your tail round in rings, then you may as well sit right down and wait till daylight, when you can see where you're going proper. But don't you listen to me. Go on, straight ahead, but I'm staying here.
Slegg carried on a few more paces, then halted. Shaking his head forlornly, he turned, walked back, and sat down with his companion. Animosity had been growing between the pair, so each one held his silence. A short time elapsed. Then Slegg felt compelled to speak. He did so in a sulky tone.
You call me Cabbage Brain and Scraggy Nose. That ain't right. Never called you nothing.
Gridge sniffed.
Well, I ain't sorry, see. What would you call any beast what got you lost, eh?
Slegg shrugged.
Dunno, I'm no good at name-calling. I was brought up decent. Wish I was back home right now, or maybe sitting in a little cave by the seashore, on nice, warm, dry sand with a fire, too. Cooking all kinds of fishes in a pot, lobsters and cockles and crabs.
Gridge pointed an accusing paw.
You said cockles wasn't fishes. Listen, mate, do you really know what you're talking about? I mean, did you ever go to the seashore? Tell the truth.
Slegg had never set eyes on salt water. Instead of answering, he broke out into a song, which he had learned from a sea rat when he was younger. His harsh, unmelodious voice rang out into the storm.